Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
JV program. Jennifer not here with us this morning, at least during this hour of the program. So we have Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen and Doug Steffen on the air with a focus on what's going on. You know, the biggest thing, I think, looking back at this past week, the thing that impacted me, I love to look at the side streets. I'm not interested much, as you can tell, in the main streets. I know we have to spend some time talking about things like Trump and the impeachment and that sort of thing. So Bill Clinton apparently called into CNN. Did you see this?
And I heard something about this, but I don't know what he said. So I'm anxious to see what he said.
Well, it was kind of a, he was focused on not Trump particularly, other than he said, you got hired to do a job, do it. But they were talking about gun control in action, and that has nothing to do, you know, he wasn't there for impeachment. He doesn't want to talk about impeachment, frankly, although I think he...
Brings up a sore subject,
yeah,
I'm sure.
Yeah, I mean, if you were Bill Clinton, would you want to talk about it? I don't think so. I even think that he exposing himself to anything at this point in time, given... You know, the reflections back, if you watch some of these, the retrospectives, certainly, as a matter of fact, where did I see this last week? I think it was, it may have been on CNN, the reverse, sort of putting everything in reverse, and they went through all of the baloney with Trump and his impeachment. I'm sorry. Well, yeah, the Trump thing obviously starts it off. But Clinton and his impeachment, and then back to Nixon. And when Nixon got impeached, nobody really knew much about impeachment. I mean, it never had been used. It had been tried before once, and I can't remember when, but it was a long time ago. And so this is the modern way to mess everything up. And this is, it does show, now I'm going away from the Clinton remark to Donald Trump on gun control, just in general, the way that we've become so divided, this is a very divisive, if not the most divisive tool in the toolbox. And so, you know, you look around and you see Trump on all of the major networks. Apparently, this week, this past week, looking at when the all the impeachment stuff started, it attracted a lot of viewers. It didn't sway public opinion, however, on the president pretty much at all. A lot of the commentators dismissed the proceedings as pretty much nonsense, and I think that's where I am. I'm not a Republican, and I'm not a supporter, but... You know, you look at the people on the left, and they think that this is going to directly implicate Trump. They're dreaming. It's a pipe dream.
I think the pipe dream is that he will be removed from office. That's not going to happen. He will be impeached, though. And from everything that we've seen so far with testimony, and it's going to continue, and I think everything's kind of going down the same path, there was either an offer of bribery or quid pro quo, which has been tossed around a lot. If people don't know Latin, it's essentially a bribe. So, and that is unconstitutional, and based on the Constitution, that is an impeachable offense. So the House will most likely vote to impeach him. The Senate will most likely vote to not remove him from office, and then that's where we're going to be. And it's exactly what happened with Clinton. When they did the trial in the Senate, he was exonerated, even though he did perjure himself. And so that's what the House brought up. That when they brought up those charges of impeachment, it was based on perjury, and he did perjure himself. So, but it wasn't enough for the Senate to vote him out of office, and I think it'll be the same thing with Trump.
Yeah, I think the interesting thing about what Clinton said was that every day is an opportunity to make something good happen, and that Trump was hired to do, or I guess not hired, but elected to do a job, and I guess Clinton's take on it was that he's got lawyers and staff people who will handle the impeachment inquiry, and that, you know, he should be, I guess, still working with Democrats or other people in office to make good things happen for the American people. And to me, that doesn't even just relate to Trump, but kind of everyone in office, because we all feel so stuck right now. Like, okay, as long as this impeachment thing is going on, literally nothing else is happening in government.
Right.
Right. And that's not what we elected people to do. And so it would be nice. I mean, I don't see that happening anytime soon. But I think he has a point that it would be nice mm-hmm. that people who are elected to do something, if they did those things.
Yeah, yeah. It would be very nice, wouldn't it, huh?
Yeah.
I didn't remember. Is it Yovanovitch? Is that how you pronounce your name?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yovanovitch.
Yeah. Yeah, right. How did she impress any? I don't know, other than she was the one of the witnesses to testify. Mm-hmm. She has been U.S. ambassador, but was taken out, I guess, last spring.
She was fired, yeah.
Yeah, because? Was she?
Well, she claims that it's because she wouldn't go along with what Rudy Giuliani wanted her to do. The thing about all this is that Rudy Giuliani is up to his Mickey in this mess. He had no business being anywhere near any of this. He's not an elected official. He wasn't even officially on the books as Trump's personal attorney, even though now that's like, quote unquote, what he says he is. He's Trump's personal attorney. I guarantee Trump has not paid him for a single hour of his work. So I don't even know how you get to claim that you're someone's personal attorney. And then those other two, remember those other two guys from, where were they from? Were they from Ukraine or were they Russian? The two guys that were arrested at the airport in New York.
Oh, and those now are they're Russians.
Those two Russians. They were also, quote unquote, Rudy's clients. I mean, Rudy's got this, like, phantom roster of clients. So I don't know. I think this whole thing is really going to show that Rudy is just so far out of the realm of propriety in all of these dealings. Rudy Giuliani is going to look worse.
The only thing that I heard from Giuliani that was intriguing, and then I want to move on to some other stuff, was he said he was asked if he was nervous that Trump might throw him under the bus, and his response to the question, with a bit of a laugh or a chuckle, "I'm not, but I do have very, very good insurance."
Yeah, his insurance is because he knows where all the bodies are. Rudy's not stupid. He's a little crazy, but he's not stupid.
Yeah, I thought that was... listening to that made me think. Isn't that The Irishman, the mob movie, doesn't that come out this weekend? Is that this weekend, or is that next week? It's pretty close to coming.
I don't know. My mind, I thought it was already out.
By the way, speaking of movies, The Rock says he's fulfilling his childhood dream to play another sort of superhero. What's it, the Black something or other? What's the
Black Adam?
Yeah,
Black Adam.
Villain.
Yeah, he's going to be a bad guy. This is the first time I think he's ever been a bad guy, isn't it?
I don't know if he's actually a full-on bad guy. I think he's sort of an offbeat kind of superhero. The way that The Rock describes him is that he's sort of... he's got a good heart, and he does the right thing. He just doesn't like conforming, which is very much like The Rock.
It is.
So, Shazam, which is... I didn't see Shazam this... I think it was this summer it came out, but that was a huge box office hit. Zachary Levy played him. This guy, Black Adam, is apparently the enemy of Shazam. So we'll probably, at some point, see the two of them squaring off in a movie, which could be fun.
Yeah. Wow.
What were you saying, Kara? Okay. Sorry.
I was going to say, I think when he was first introduced into the comics, which was like in 1945 or something, he was a villain and it was supposed to be a one-off. And then I was reading about it when he came back in later comics and he was kind of like the anti-hero who was trying to find redemption. So I'm assuming it'll probably be something like that in the movie, because I don't know if people want to see the Rock as a completely bad guy.
No,
it
won't work.
By that.
Nope. Yeah, not good. Not a good play. Not at all. Okay, we're continuing. This is the DJV program, 15 past the hour.
Have you been thinking about taking an Alaskan vacation? Well, now you can book an Alaskan cruise tour with YMT Vacations and immediately save $250 per person. Call YMT Vacations today. We've been helping people take the vacation of a lifetime for over 50 years. And right now, if you've been thinking about what it would be like to go on an Alaskan cruise, now with our $250 per person instant rebate is the perfect time. Call right now for details. And if Alaska isn't on your bucket list, we've got over 50 guided tours to different locations worldwide. Call right now for your free brochure. So if you're looking for the perfect cruise tour to Alaska or the perfect guided vacation package, you need to call YMT Vacations to book right now or for our free brochure.
800-399-4840. 800-399-4840. 800-399-4840. That's 800-399-4840. Hey, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Quicken Loans is celebrating our best quarter ever, and now we're celebrating some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates have dropped so much that many Americans can reduce their rate. You may be able to save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.18%. Call us at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.375% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now. 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to get your house ready for the winter so you can sit back and enjoy the holidays. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. So why wait? Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started on your next project.
Home Advisor.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
The DJV program. Let's see what's going on the other side of the administration. I noticed something that was, I wonder about this, how it will affect us. The new defense secretary has landed in South Korea to navigate some threats from North Korea. And so they're back and forth with that foolishness. But the president said he wanted the South Koreans to pay about twice as much as they have been to cover the cost of keeping troops in the peninsula. So how's that going over?
More than twice as much. It's a 500% increase in 2020. So I don't know. Yeah, apparently something went south quickly with South Korea, and I'm not really sure what exactly happened.
But Trump just comes out and pulls this stuff out of his butt.
So something happened, and no one really knows.
The Pentagon said, huh?
Yeah, exactly. So I'm not really sure where this is going to go, but it definitely doesn't seem to be going over well with South Korea. And so this is a $4.7 billion demand that Trump made. And essentially what the money, the reason he wants the money is to keep U.S. troops in South Korea. So I didn't realize that South Korea was paying us to be there. Are they? Right. I don't even know if that's a fact.
Well, I think now, what happens now is a quid pro quo with Japan and Germany and a lot of places where we still have troops. We have, you know, we have troops placed all over the world.
Right.
Everywhere. You turn around, their price, you know, you're just amazed. And the price of doing that is obviously pretty damned expensive. You look at the Pentagon budget. So because there is an upping of the number, it's over $700 billion now. They're trying to come up with money to pay for some of these things that are not coming out, the money's not coming out of the taxpayers' pocket, or they're not borrowing it. So maybe
well,
that's
I think at this point, you know, we've talked about our national deficit. It's gone up a lot.
Crazy.
And since Trump took office, it's gone really through the roof. And so maybe this is one of his ways of trying to get some money back.
We have a $21 trillion deficit. That means 30-some-odd cents out of every dollar you pay in taxes goes to pay the interest on this deficit. And it started with George Bush and the war in Iraq when they borrowed, they went $3 trillion over, and it's just gone up every year, every year, every year. They keep borrowing like it was phony money, play money, monopoly money. 21 after the hour.
Hi. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Time in this hour of the BJB program, Victoria, Kara, and I, and you are listening to Alicia Keys, who is hosting the Grammys again this year, or next year, actually. Her return for the 62nd annual Grammys puts her in a rarefied air, if you will. She became the first female to host the awards in 14 years. Before that, the last woman was Queen Latifah, and that was in 2005. At first, I did think last year was a one-time thing, but when the opportunity came back around, there was no question about returning, she said. Last year was such a powerful experience for me. Not only did I feel the love in the room, but I felt it from around the world, and it confirmed the healing and unifying power of music. I think that's very accurate.
Yeah, you know, in an age where... Well, and the ratings were through the roof, because it was one of the highest rated Grammys of all time, and she was phenomenal.
I think people just respect her artistry so much, and she's got such a good personality that, it was one of the shows I've watched in a long time where I actually enjoyed the host.
I remember us talking about it when she... Remember when she did the dueling piano thing and she did the history? Oh, my gosh. It was incredible. From beginning to end, she was amazing.
All right. Next up, speaking of people that are likable, Pink is working pretty hard. Sounds like she's going to be taking a step back, though, next year. As she was on the CMA red carpet, she was joined by her husband, Carrie Hart, with their children. She was there to perform her song, Love Me Anyway, with Chris Stapleton. She talked about how hectic it had been. Everybody says it was great. Yeah, I didn't see it. She said, we did 2.5 years of music. Willow's back in school. Jameson's going to start preschool. It's kind of the year for the family. She praised her husband, with whom she will celebrate 14 years in January. Carrie has a lot going on, she said, of her husband, who went from being a professional motocross competitor to racing off-road trucks. That's interesting. He's super supportive, follows me around the world, and now it's his turn. Her beautiful trauma tour ranks as the 10th highest grossing tour of all time. She's brought in almost $400 million this past year. Not a bad way to...
Everyone I know who's ever seen her live just doesn't even have words to describe how amazing she is live.
She's very athletic and jumping all over the place and doing stuff, isn't that?
Plus, she's got a killer great voice.
Yeah.
You know, she just... Good. When she sang with Chris Stapleton, Hamilton. Oh, it was just amazing.
I think she kind of came out, for me, she came out of nowhere, in a manner of speaking. I didn't know that much about her until a couple of years ago.
Yeah, she's been around a long time.
She's
40 years old. She's been working at it a long time.
Yeah. I think that maybe people just didn't take her that seriously because she really changed directions. Like, the first couple of years, she was doing kind of really poppy
very
stuff.
Poppy.
And she had this whole image with, like, short, spiky pink hair and kind of very 90s clothes. And then suddenly she came out and it was like, oh my God, she actually has a really amazing voice. And it's solid. I mean, anyone who can sing while doing aerial tricks and like flipping upside down is amazing.
Right. It's good. Okay. Next up, the battle over Taylor Swift's music. This is up to a new level. She was on Instagram letting her fans know that Scooter Braun from Big Machiner is blocking her from performing her own songs at the American Music Awards because she doesn't technically own the songs anymore. Mr. Braun and a guy named Borchetta from Big Machine bought them all up. Taylor says she planned to do a medley of her hits throughout the decade at the AMAs, which is presenting her with the Artist of the Decade Award. But says,
you would think that would make sense, right?
Yeah,
to
it would.
Do a medley.
Yeah. Claim these two guys say that it would be re-recording her music, something she's not allowed to do until November of next year because Big Machine owns the masters. So can she get away with her latest album and call
her
it a day until next November?
She owns the new album Lover because she's at a different label now, so she negotiated to own her masters. Now, everything prior to that she does not own. But how can they say that playing her own songs live constitutes a re-recording?
I think there's a good
crazy
court case here. Go to the Supreme Court and get it fixed. That's what I'd tell her to do if it was me. All right, so that's the latest on Taylor Swift's front at 28 past the hour. This is the DJV program.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
We're back to school and back to work, and that means more traffic on the roads. But one way to help avoid the congestion is with Waze, a navigation and map app with over 65 million users. What makes Waze different than other nav apps? We asked Mike Wilson from Waze.
Waze is a free, real-time, crowdsourced traffic and navigation app that is powered by millions and millions of drivers around the world. Essentially, the goal of Waze is to get you from A to B as quickly and efficiently as possible. So what Waze does, and how this differs from Google Maps and anything else, is that it pulls in real-time data from millions of drivers on the road and then updates your route in real time. So traffic and congestion, police presence, potholes, road closures, whatever it may be, to really get you where you need to go as fast as possible. So these are Wazers that are out there on the road that are really commuters helping commuters.
Download Waze for free at the Apple App Store or Google Play.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
I'm Dr. Bob Arnott, and I treat pain with Salonpas. Before you take anything for back or joint pain, I recommend applying topical pain relievers first, like Salonpas lidocaine patch. Salonpas lidocaine contains the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription. It blocks pain receptors, providing effective, long-lasting, and non-addictive relief. Also available in roll-on or cream. Look for the silver Salonpas box in the pain relief aisle. Salonpas, it's good medicine.
Sponsored by Hisamitsu.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Public impeachment hearings resume Tuesday. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi on CBS's Face the Nation.
The president did was so much worse than even what Richard Nixon did. But at some point, Richard Nixon cared about the country enough to recognize that this could not continue.
Republicans say the testimony has all been hearsay. This week, EU Ambassador Gordon Sondland is scheduled to testify. Ukrainian embassy staffers say they overheard Sondland speaking to President Trump about an investigation in Ukraine. Ohio Republican Congressman Mike Turner on CNN.
When you ask Sondland, and you've got his testimony, he actually says, I was told by the President of the United States, I want nothing, no quid pro quo, I just want him to do the right thing. So we'll all have to wait for Sondland's testimony, which is direct testimony.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Doug Steffen here with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen on the DJV program. Victoria and Kara acting two, acting as three, because we like the fact there are three great female voices on this program. Once in a while, Jennifer has to exit stage left. So here we are, moving into the food zone right now. And if you're planning on going to Arby's and you've got a screaming kid, you better go to McDonald's. I guess maybe that's the bottom line here, right?
Yeah, according to an Arby's in Minnesota, which is trending today, it's apparently they put a notice on the door. And the notice reads, yes, it is on the door. I'm looking at the picture now. The pictures have gone viral. It says, notice, only well-behaved children who can keep their food on their trays and their bottoms on their seats are welcome. If you can't do this, you will be asked to leave. And so parents really not responding well to this. One woman said that when she first saw the sign, She said, I'm not a complainer, but this just didn't sit well with me. And she said, you know, the manager could have addressed the message to people individually and not assigned it to the general public with a note on the front door. So when you walk in, you see this note. And so now this is sort of trending all around the country, and people are saying, is this an Arby's policy throughout the corporate end of it, or is this just an individual store that wanted to have something like this? But apparently Arby's is kind of standing by it, and
really?
Arby's, yeah, apparently, like, Arby's kind of is, sort of took it lightly and didn't really, you know, they issued an apology.
Corporate.
Yeah, they issued an apology, but this woman who started this whole thing, when she snapped the picture of it and then it went on social media, so Arby's essentially said, we removed the sign, we disciplined the manager and the team working at that restaurant, it doesn't reflect our values, blah, 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 blah. So, but at first, I think Arby's actually on Twitter or Instagram, one of those, kind of thought it was funny.
Well, idea. Yeah.
You know, it's, I don't know. A lot of people have very strong feelings on this. A lot of parents say that the reason they go to a place like Arby's is so that, you know, because it's not high-class dining, and so the kids can be kids. Other people say, you know, parents really need to start disciplining their kids, and so wherever you are.
Yes.
Yeah. So a lot of people feel that way. Look, I don't particularly like children, and so if I go to a place and, you know, and they're screaming kids, I want to be seated on the opposite end of the planet. From that, so I can see both sides of
people.
It.
Who, what are people your friends when you say I don't really like children?
Me neither.
Really? That's pretty interesting. Yeah. All right.
Well,
so
I mean, who really likes, you know, screaming, you know, misbehaved kids? You know, one wants to be around that.
As much as it sounds like it could be construed as me being a Jerkleberry grandfather, but my grandson doesn't. You know, once in a while he. He loses it in places where he shouldn't.
Well, he's what, 4 and a half, or he'll be five.
He'll be five next. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So last we were having a little birthday because Brendan's birthday is close to mine, and we didn't really get a chance because of the wedding to celebrate. So I had a dinner with some friends of mine the other night and had a great time. And then the kids said, "Okay, let's have dinner." So Megan decided she wanted us to stay home, and we did. And one of my friends, I said to the people when I invited them to come to my dinner, my friends, I said, don't bring any presents. Don't want any presents unless I get the winning lottery number. So Charlie Sizitsky, who is a great friend, and he's a city councilman in Framingham, he and his wife did just that. They filled up a birthday card with a bunch of lotto tickets.
Oh, cool. That's a good gift.
And they were the scratch-off ones.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not, you know, me. I don't. That's not my wheelhouse.
Lewis does that for his grandmother every Christmas. She loves it.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so I brought him to dinner last night, and Miles was fascinated. So he said, Mama, can I have a penny to scratch the yolk? Because I said, you got to have a penny or something sharp to scratch them off. So we had four of them, one for each one of us. Megan did one, Brendan did one, I did one, and Miles did one. And none of us won anything except we got to Frosty the Doughman, which is a Christmas lotto, and he scratched it off. And I don't, you know, I look at him. I said to Brendan, how do you know whether you won anything or not? Because I don't do this stuff. And so he looked at it, and he looked at me, and he looked at Miles and said, you won. And Miles got all excited. He was running around the room. What did I win? And according to what is, if you know, I understand what the scratch stuff is all about, he won $4. So the suggestion was made, because this is a Massachusetts lottery thing, I've got to bring it back and cash it in. So Miles said, well, I have to wait until I go back to Gramps' house. And Megan said, no, Gramps will buy the ticket from you and cash it in. So I gave him $4. He'd never seen $4 in his life. And he had pennies in his piggy bank, so he put the $4 in there, and he thought that was fabulous. But I was thinking about it in terms of bringing him to restaurants when we go out to eat.
He sounds like he's really well-behaved, though.
Yeah, well, they always have something for him to play with.
Mm-hmm.
So, and if there are other children around, he'll look around and he'll start visiting with them. he likes to visit and talk and tell. He had yesterday at school, Megan was telling me that the teacher said, I understand you're having dinner tonight. And she said, yes, because Miles had been telling everybody that he was having a special dinner with his mom, his Uncle Brendan, and Gramps. So he was telling that, he's that, he's a very much a sort of a social kid. He's never been in an Arby's, never been in a McDonald's, never been in a Burger King. And, I don't know, once in a while, when he was younger, he would sort of go off the deep end sometimes. But he's...
kids melt down at some point, whether they're tired or hungry or whatever. Do that. I just choose to not be around them when they do that.
There you go. All right, here's the news from Kentucky today that's making the rounds in the trending department. A federal court has allowed a Kentucky man... Listen, this is a federal trial, a federal judge allowing a Kentucky man to personalize his license plate with the phrase... I'm God. He's been in court for 3 years. He wanted to have this custom engraving on his license plate. Court documents show this fellow, whose name is Ben Hart, who is an atheist, set out to get the Kentucky plate back in 2016. His request was denied by the state. Went to the transportation department. They said
on
no.
On what basis?
Well, that's what it. They said it was it violated anti-discrimination guidelines. So the news people, as you can imagine, were all over that. There are other plates in Kentucky. One of them reads, try God. One of them reads, no God. So in this case, they didn't distinguish. And so the court said, okay, you can have a license plate. I'm God. So I was thinking, once I talked about that, there'd be people in other states that would try to do the same thing. The American Civil Liberties Union and the Freedom From Religion Foundation got involved to help him challenge the decision. So the U.S. District Court in Frankfurt, the judge ruling vanity plates are private speech protected by the First Amendment, and the state violated his rights by denying him the plate.
Huh.
You know what's funny, though, is that there was a story earlier this year about a woman who was in New Hampshire, I think, who had a personalized license plate for years, and then they took it away because it said something about, like, peeing or, I don't know, something that they said was, like, referring to, you know, an act that they didn't want on license plates, and so they, like, said that she couldn't have that. And it wasn't inappropriate at all. So, I don't know. It doesn't seem like...
There was a gun. There was a license plate in Florida has a gun, and it got onto a car, and people objected to it, so it got rejected, or they recalled the plate. You remember?
I don't get it. I like personalized license plates because it's fun when they go by, and I have to guess what they. I like to guess what they're trying to say. Very obvious, like that.
All of them are so
one,
douchey, though.
No, mine isn't. Well, I have a.
What's yours?
Oh, yeah. What's yours?
I have my license plate in my car is S8S. I have farm.
It's
my
what?
My plate S8S. Yeah. I don't know.
Wait.
S8. S, the letter S, the number 8, and the letter S.
What does that mean?
I don't know. It doesn't mean anything. I just, somebody who was a friend of mine at the registry said, hey, you want this plate? And I said, yeah, that looks like a good plate. I have.
Oh, so that's not like a vanity plate.
No, it's not a vanity plate.
Okay.
No, I have farm plates, and I'm going to get a special sort of farm insignia thing because I want to support agriculture, and that's what these special plates often do. They go, but I don't know where the money went for has a gun. I don't know I understand where it comes from, but, it's
you know what's funny, though, about this Kentucky guy is when you were saying, you know, I was picturing some, like, young 25-year-old who's kind of a jerk who, like, wants a license plate that's like, I'm God.
Yeah.
No, it's like a 70-year-old dude with white hair.
Right. Yeah.
And it says,
here's
I'm
another
God.
One.
But the plate's kind of funny because on the bottom it says, One Nation Under God, and then right over top of that is,
I'm God.
I'm God. So. Right. Kind of funny.
Here's one, I, C, U, and the letters P, E, E.
Oh, that's gross.
Okay, let's see here. Here's one, I, P, A, S, G, A, S.
What is it?
I pass gas.
Right. Yep.
Oh, Lord.
My favorite that I think I ever saw was something about Justin Bieber. It was like Bieber Love or something like that. And I was like, who would get that on a license plate? But
I'm looking at the various ones around the country that have been approved. P-E-R-V-E-R-T.
pervert?
Why would you want, yeah, why would you want to have a license plate that said that?
Ugh.
I would wonder. All right, 45 past the... I love your reaction to some of these things, Victoria. 45 after the hour of the DJV program.
Trade Pros. Ferguson is committed to making business with us the easiest part of your day. Ferguson.com is designed to help run your business from the office to the job site by making your day-to-day activities easier with 24/7 account access, unmatched online inventory, and on-the-go account management. And with our Pro Plus customer loyalty program, you can earn points with every online purchase, redeemable for merchandise, event tickets, trips, and more. Sign up today at Ferguson.com.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to get your house ready for the winter so you can sit back and enjoy the holidays. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. So why wait? Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started on your next project.
Home Advisor.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
A friend in Denver mentioned the tax she pays quarterly to the city in order to have an office there. We laughed about what the city calls an occupational privilege tax because it's difficult to see any privilege in it. She must pay extra for each employee in her office. Ironically, they now require the payments to be sent to an address in Dallas. Is that because even the city of Denver doesn't want to pay the tax on its own employees? So they ship the work off to a city that doesn't charge such fees? Either way, it's an abuse of taxing authority, and there is nothing funny about that. This is just another way for government to grab your money. It's wrong, and it's just not that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
During the Dodge Black Friday sales event, our gift to you is Dodge Power Dollars. That means $10 cash allowance per horsepower towards your purchase of a 2019 Dodge Charger or Challenger. Whether you're tearing up the streets in a Dodge Challenger with its available 797 horsepower or Dodge Charger with its available 485 horsepower, you'll be ready to take on winter weather. So hurry in to the Dodge Black Friday sales event today to take advantage of Dodge Power Dollars on Challenger and Charger. See dealer for details. Offer not available on vehicle leases. Take retail delivery from dealer stock by 12/2/19.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. When it comes to fighting cancer, it's important to distinguish between myth and fact. In terms of a link between alcohol consumption and cancer, a recent study reveals that one or more drinks per day can increase the risk of breast cancer recurrence.
We do know that alcohol is metabolized to estrogen in women. So there seems to be some small association between the alcohol intake and breast cancer risk in women in the postmenopausal setting.
Oncologist Dr. Timothy Moynihan says the idea that sugar feeds cancer is mostly a myth.
There is an effect known as the Warburg effect, and that if we actually starve healthy cells and starve cancer cells, the cancer cells are more likely to die without the presence of sugar around.
So if you're getting a reasonable health diet, Dr. Moynihan says there's nothing wrong with enjoying a sweet now and again. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Up next here on the DJV program, the president has picked Chad Wolf. And he was put in the rule of Senate, confirmed him as undersecretary, and so he can move up, I guess, worked at the Department of Homeland Security since it was created in 2001. I thought that was kind of interesting. He's kind of like an inside guy. He's the fifth person to lead the department under President Trump, replaces Kevin McAleen, who held the role. I mean, who cares who's there? I'm just interested in if this guy's from the beginning has been at Homeland Security, is he going to be hardcore or is he going to be kind of reasonable and listen to people and what they have to say about changes that are needed there? Because there certainly are a lot, especially when it comes down to the TSA. 10 before the hour on the DEJV program.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
My personal go-to guy when it comes to talking about cars is Nick Miles, and he can be yours as well. Check out his website, OurAutoExpert.com. He does know his way around a car, a truck. I don't know, though. I got to get you to the farm sometime, because I'm not sure you know one end of a farm tractor from another. That's one thing we haven't really challenged.
I might know one end from another, but I probably wouldn't know how to start it or drive it, Doug, so maybe you'll have to teach me.
All right, yeah, we could do a review of tractors. I think that'd make an interesting thing for your website, a review
Absolutely.
Of Massey Ferguson tractors versus Ford tractors yeah. versus Case IAs. Yeah, John Deere's. Yeah, let's make a date for that. All right, so you're in Chicago today doing something that sounds like you should be very proud, actually, of your activity in this. You want to explain what's going on?
Yeah, so Nexen Tire, N-E-X-E-N, Nexen Tire have a program they call the Hero Program, and they give away new vehicles to servicemen and women who serve not only their country but their community. So someone who's honorably discharged from the military has the opportunity to win this. NexenTireUSA.com/NexenHero is the website. You can go there and nominate somebody who you think has done incredible service for their country and their community, and Nexen will sift through all of those, and then in December will award somebody with a brand new Jeep Wrangler Rubicon, which has all been heroed out, has great big Nexen tires on it, has beautiful winches and light bars, and something that would definitely do some warrior off-roading. Giving back to the community.
All right, sounds like a good deal. That'd be something. What's the website again to nominate somebody? They don't have to be from Chicago. They can be from anywhere, right?
Yeah, no, this is a national program. It's nexontireusa.com/nexonhero. If you just type in Nexon Hero into your web browser, it'll help you get there. And this is the third one they've done. They've given away two other vehicles this year, in the last year or so, and this is the third one on the back of Veterans Day, celebrating our veterans.
Yep, nothing wrong with that. The Department of Justice has issued civil subpoenas to all four of the big automakers that agreed to an emissions deal with California earlier this year. What's that? Do you know what that's about, the subpoenas?
It's an ongoing fight. It's not really between those four automakers. It's not between any automakers and the government. It's really between California and the U.S. government. California has always had this weird law where they were able to control their air quality emissions outside of the other states, and the U.S. government has now decided that this is not the thing they want, and so they're taking on a fight, subpoenaing everybody to show that it's not done the best for the country. Another sort of knee-deep legal action that won't go anywhere, but who knows?
Yeah. There is a list in Consumer Reports I saw this morning, reading it on the plane, as a matter of fact, the other day. You are the only guy around I know that puts more miles on a plane than I do. The 10 most reliable cars and the least reliable cars. Is that objective or subjective? I mean, you have a list yourself that you must come up with every year of that same sort of thing, reliable cars, unreliable cars. So how do people pay attention really to this when they're buying a car?
Yes and no. It's, you know what, morning show guys tend to pay more attention to it because I think it's a great talking point to talk about things. Here's the one of the things about most and least reliable cars. I don't really look necessarily at the individual cars. I look at the companies, and you can see which companies work really hard in making sure that they have a lot of their reliable cars. I've always said this about Toyota. They don't spend a lot of time doing the latest in car technology and car seat materials and colors. They spend an awful lot of time and energy at their factories making sure that the product they put out is going to last here for 10 years plus. Mm-hmm. And that shows when you see these lists, because they've always got Toyotas in the top five. It always has two or three Toyotas. And so, yes, it builds a reputation. If I say to you, I could give you a car company name, Doug, and you'd react immediately with knowing whether it was quality or not, like Mitsubishi. You have a visceral reaction to how you feel about it. Or I could say Lexus, and you have a visceral reaction to it. So I think these contribute to how we feel about car companies. But to be honest with you, sometimes it's all asking owners how they feel about their car, not actually how reliable it really is.
All right, Ford's announcing the biggest change ever in the Mustang. What's this going to do for us?
Well, it's kind of, you know what, I think Ford are cheating a little bit here. They are using the Mustang name for an SUV, which is going to be their all-electric SUV. It's going to be a Mustang-inspired Mach-E. It'll have a 300-mile range. It's actually kind of cool because it's the first time Ford are getting knee-deep in electric. So we'll look forward to that, seeing that at the LA Auto Show, which starts on Sunday.
All right, talk to you next week. That's Nick Miles from rautoexpert.com here on the DJV Show, 59 after the hour.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.